interesting. I thought you were going to call me at the end, and I was sitting there and I felt like the Lord said, do the word now. So this is the word from the Lord for you. I, God, your God, know where you are, and I'm ready to take charge over your great burden. Yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm prepared to do the smallest or the largest thing. For the small and the large make no difference. They all the same to me. So be ready for the sudden surprise visit of your God. I'm bringing your suddenly, bringing your switch around. I know your comings and goings and what you're up to. It doesn't matter what you were, what you've done. What matters is staying with your God. The longer you stay close to God, the stronger you become. What I promise, I always accomplish. What I've destined to be yours, no one else will be able to have. You can proceed with a longer stride, a larger embrace, since God of the angel armies is with you. I've been looking for a way to bless you, deliberately chose you, my personal word to you. Yes, I will help you. You can count on your God to do all I can do, for I've already gone ahead of you. What I start, I always finish. I've given in the go-ahead, and I will do it now. I'm calling into existence what I've already seen you blessed with. I'm setting you up to do all I have for you to do. Connect to your God heart to heart. Depend on me and not on anything or anyone else. I am your gracious God, generous and loving to the core. My heart overflowing with love for you. I've seen your broken heart, and I will make it whole again. Don't give me your heart in pieces, but allow me to tenderize you, to comfort you, to fulfill what I know you're able to do. Stand still so you can deeply draw from your God. Your heart and ears are more precious to me than your hands and feet. I desire to embrace you and show you how much I love you. I'm restoring what has been lost. Do you really think I don't know you? Do you really think that I can't see the reality of your situation? For I see it all, see it like no one else. Trust me, for I love to be trusted. Want God more, then I can be your more than enough God. I have a more than enough supply, more than you can imagine, for I am the God of more than enough. You will see my goodness, for I am all good. Get ready, for I'm about to act. Stay close to your God, then I will always keep you safe, keep you protected, keep you under my watchful eyes. So do not be afraid. Do not be troubled. Stay close to me, and you will always be in perfect peace. That's right, my peace for you. I will emerge and arise over you, and your heart will swell with joy. I'm so proud of you for making it this far. So keep moving, keep going, keep your eyes on me. My great grace is on you. I'm your big God, and your big God does big things. I will bless you so you can be a blessing to many. Yes, bless you. Yes, favor you. For I take much pleasure in favoring you, in prospering you. It's the new season. It's a new day that's coming to you. You will taste and you will see a new season of power, a new season of prosperity. You will come out gold. You will come out on top. Yes, I'm going to do something good, going to do something brand new. My unexpected and sudden blessings, all just for you. They will multiply. They will increase. Everything lined up just for you. Keep your stake in my ground. Yes, my holy ground. Get ready for my second act. Get ready to abound. You're about to enter your breakthrough, enter your harvest. The oil I have for you will not flow anywhere else. What I've reserved for you, no one else will be able to have. My prepared blessings, no one will be able to take it away, not even the evil one. He tries to stop my promises, my blessings, my plans for you. You are my pride and joy, and I'm gladly going to throw in much more. Yes, this is my last word to him. He's been warned not to get between you and me. He does something bad, I always step in and do something good. My blessings specifically prepared for you for such a time as this. My right time for you, I'm bringing it in. So declare it now, and it will be sanctioned. Declare it now, and it will be established. Declare it now, and all will see the goodness of your God. Then you will shout with gratitude, glorifying your God. For I'm in this and with you all the way.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. You know, last night I was eating and guys, the waiter came up and started talking to me. And his dad was my high school football coach. And he's asking you, you know, who you're voting for and all that stuff, you know, like, I don't know. And so he goes through all this stuff about the condition of the world. My first thought is always, you know, the condition of the world's really always been bad. Amen. And he said something. He said, you know, he said, something's wrong. He said, we've always had a move of the Holy Ghost, or we had a teaching movement, or we had the faith movement. We had all these, he went through all these different, the healing thing. He went through all these different things. And he said, it's like for years now, there's nothing. Man, just on the inside of me, because I was like, he said, we need revival or something. I was like, on the inside of me, I was like, yeah, you know, that's just stuff. But on the inside of me, the Lord reminded me when we started this. He said, Tulsa used to be known as the oil capital of the world. He said, but it was spiritual first. Look at all the ministries that came out of here that touched the world. He said, it's time to tap that reserve of that oil that's still here. It'll make your flesh uncomfortable. Oh, but the benefits of the Holy Ghost are wonderful. So what if your flesh is a little bit, Oh, the benefits of God living on the inside of you and resting upon you. Far outweigh that cringe the flesh has at the beginning. Oh, a great supply, a great reservoir of power is available to you. Will you step up? Will you step up and take it? Oh, will you walk in the supply, the reservoir of the Holy Ghost? Will you walk in the supernatural greatness of God, or rest in your flesh and watch? Man, I don't know about you, but I want to be part of it. I want to be in the game. I don't want to watch. I want to be in it. The Word says, be still and know that I am God. We've been so busy. So busy. Man, the word Sylvia had from the Lord, what a word. Man, it doesn't want your hands and your feet, it wants your heart. Come on, man. There's greatness waiting. It's always been there. But the Lord said to me after that guy walked off last night, are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Yeah, I'm going to do it. So that means that, you know what? You may be sitting here and go, golly. You know what? I found out that every time the presence of God shows up, some people love it and some people are like, amen. But the more you're in it, the more you're in it. You may not be able to explain it with your head. Oh, man, what a great place. What a great place to live. These are not drunk as you suppose. Didn't say they weren't drunk. He said, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only the third hour of the day. But this is the Holy Ghost. Come on. Yeah, you be a sober of mind in your flesh, but it's good to be drunk in Him. It's good to be overwhelmed with Him. It's good to be overcome with the goodness of God. Oh, that it alters your flesh to where it doesn't care anymore. Oh, every time you see in the Word where they were filled with the Holy Ghost, there was always a bold act afterwards because they didn't care. Yeah. You know, when I was in college, my freshman year, you went to this dance. It was called the Howdy Dance. I'll tell you where I went to school. And there was a guy who was a roommate of mine, and we called him Elwood. Last name was Norwood, called him Elwood. You know, the Blues Brothers was out then. And, you know, we were all just standing there. We had to go, so it was a requirement for this deal I was in, so I had to go. And we're just standing around. And Elwood is dancing with everybody, even the good-looking ones. And so I grabbed him and said, "Man, what are you doing?" He said, "Man, I had a little drink. I've never drank before." He said, "I don't care." And that always stuck with me. Because you know what? When you get full of the Holy Ghost,
come on,
you don't care anymore.
Come on,
you'll do anything. You'll approach anything. Yes, you don't care anymore. You'll be so filled and flooded with Him.
Yes, God.
You don't care what your flesh feels like. See, the only reason you don't do certain things is because you care about it. Oh, Father, we thank You. We praise You and we magnify You. God, we thank You. We answer the call. Yeah. Yeah, God, we thank You. We thank You for the great supply, the reservoir of You in this place. And God, we thank You that whatever You want to do, You'll do. And God, whatever You want to say, You'll say. We won't get in Your way. We'll just go with You. And God, we thank You. God, I thank You for the supernatural. God, we thank You for the miraculous. God, we thank You that everybody that comes through those doors gets a touch from heaven. God, I thank You that everybody in this room, because of who they're around, God, I thank You at their work, where they shop, where they go. God, I thank You that Your presence rests on them and it oozes out onto everybody around them. Oh, God, I thank You that people just get happy for being around the people in this room. God, I thank You that things change in a great way. God, I thank You that we only listen to You and we only follow You. God, we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen.